Did you ever think you might need a ticket to get into your church? It happens here, but that's a good thing since this is a house of worship that many folks want to attend. The story is this edition of the American Countryside, brought to you by Radiate. Apply either foliar or in furrow. Radiate makes all the difference for a wide variety of crops. Talk to your CPS dealer today about Radiate.
Roots. They're your crop's foundation. Your success depends on them. Your roots can make or break you each season. Take charge of your roots this season with Radiate from Crop Production Services. Designed to give your crop a stronger, more robust foundation for yield and quality. Radiate can make all the difference for your crop this season. Learn how Radiate makes all the difference at your local Crop Production Services retailer today. Always read and follow label directions.
Hi, I'm Ag Day host Clinton Griffiths, and I invite you to join me each morning as we cover the nation's food system, from fields of green to orchards of orange and livestock everywhere in between. America runs on agriculture, and here at Ag Day, agriculture's what we do best. Listen as our analysts track the markets, learn about innovations in technology and sustainability, and live the country lifestyle through the eyes of rural America. Join me, Clinton Griffiths, for Ag Day, the country experience.
In the mid-1960s, the Brown Chapel AME Church in Selma, Alabama, hosted many meetings of civil rights leaders and helped with a series of marches that took place there. Over a half century later, the events are still very important.
It is an active congregation, and we still celebrate or commemorate the first Sunday in March every year when there's Jubilee. And this church is the primary church for Jubilee.
Joyce O'Neill says that although many years have passed, the annual event still draws a large crowd.
People clamor to get in the church to the point that we have to give passes for people to get in. And that's to assure that our own members can get in the church because they're waiting outside, waiting to get in this church.
Joyce leads tours of her church for many throughout the year.
And a lot of times when I have a tour, especially a big tour, they'll walk in the church and they'll start shivering. And I've had several people to say, oh, a chill just came over me because they were trying to imagine back to 1965.
The church has always been her home, a place that has nurtured her spiritually.
As a child, from a very young age, I think I told you I was baptized right there at that altar. Being a member of the church and knowing that this church gave the world the Voting Rights Act is very special to me and will always be.
Brown Chapel AME remains a very important part of this city and the history of this nation. Traveling the countryside in Selma, Alabama, I'm Andrew McCrae.